I'm Kirsty Summerling and I'm one of the researchers involved in this project. I studied at Edinburgh College of Art to do my BA and my MA, and this followed on very nicely afterwards. So I went on a trip to the archive, Lothian Health Service Archive, and there's absolutely loads to see. You can see objects, letters, journals, loads to look through. And the first thing I was interested in was the pageant days, because I thought it was great that so many people came together. It was the way they would actually raise money for the hospital at that time, and that so many people were involved that maybe had never been in the hospital themselves. They'd known someone, or it was just all these people coming together who weren't directly involved and wanting to help. And there were beautiful postcards that were made that would be handed out that would have descriptions of the breakdown of costs, how much they still had to make, and it was a really, it involved everybody, and that was something I was interested in everyone's specific story. And as I was researching that, I came across these little paper flags that were maybe 5 or 6 centimetres tall, and they've survived beautifully. You can still read everything, and they were almost a souvenir that was handed out like a pin badge to all these people that would turn up and donate. Never, didn't matter how much money they were giving, every penny they would get something. And I thought that was lovely, that that was a badge that wasn't, it wasn't worth a lot of money, it wasn't for anyone that you would term special or, you know, linked with the hospital. It was for the real people that were really helping and were really involved. And I also liked the material use. It wasn't precious metal. It was something that was mass-produced, and it was almost a bit of fun and a token. So I wanted to respond to that. So I was also, as I was researching the pageant days, leafing through lots of papers carefully, and I found this letter that was written in 1944, and it was a man who was just passing through the meadows one morning, and it was a normal person's response to the hospital. He didn't have any link specifically to it, but he was affected in a certain way by it. And I just thought it'd be lovely to bring all these stories together, although they're not necessarily related, they're the same groups of people, they're just the normal people of Edinburgh that were involved with the hospital, bring them together into a couple of pieces that kind of sit nicely together. And I suppose they're almost sitting open, so that you realise that you can read into all these stories. There's a lot there, and people love to talk about their stories and how they, their memories with the hospital, kind of old and new. And really, it's an indication of that. So the shape, they're the shape of the little flag badges that I mentioned earlier, but the print inside, they're enamel transfers that are layered on when you fire the enamel. So it's actually in the surface, it's not anything stuck on top, it's fired into it. And it's actually a transfer of the old Royal Infirmary. The image is the Royal Infirmary, and the lettering on top is this letter I mentioned, which I can read out just now. It was dated Monday, 25th of December, 1944, and it was from an E. Oliver. And it reads, "Dear Matron, at about 6:30 this morning, I was crossing the links and meadows on my way to the railway station. It didn't seem much like a Christmas morning, as my wife and baby been away in London, but as I crossed Marchmont Road, I heard the distant voices of carol singers. As I approached, I eventually passed the Royal Infirmary. I could tell whence the voices came. It quite cheered my heart to hear 'O Come All Ye Faithful' so beautifully sung, and considered how thoughtful I ought to be when I compared my lot with that of the suffering which who are spending their time in bed. For part of the time the carols were being sung, a bright beam of white light shone across the sky coming from the castle. My mind immediately went to that scene of old when the shepherds saw the glory of the Lord. I've written these few lines because I thought that the nurses and others who sang the carols so beautifully might be interested to know that at least one person outside of the infirmary was cheered as well as all those inside. Yours sincerely, E. Oliver." So I thought it was lovely that someone who was not directly linked to the hospital, to the infirmary at that time, really felt